Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Diffenduffer is here, too. Bill's a great member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and executive chairman of Silver Car, which is a new rental car company. I say new, relatively new, last 4 years or so. He also started Skybus Airlines. He's also an attorney and has been for all of his professional career, and he's also an outstanding author. A Last Bank of Resort was his last book, and then the new book that's out right now is a sci-fi, a thriller, but it's maybe a little more realistic than we think. It's called Quantum Times, and he's our good friend Bill Diffenduffer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I welcome the chance to be on it.
Good to have you here. You know, Bill, I don't do a lot of novels on this show. A lot of my Brain Trust members write business books, and then they write a novel, and I don't always cover them because they might not be, you know, related to business. And if they write a Western novel, then, you know, that's not something that I cover. But your book is different, and I wanted the audience to know about it because it's a sci-fi book, but maybe not, right?
Well, that's exactly right. My book is actually, I can describe it three different ways, but it's about the world we live in today. It's not a far future book. It's what they call a near future, but it could be about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it works on three different ways. The first way is simply, it's a fun sci-fi story. And we have aliens from other planets, other worlds, I should say, and maybe mm-hmm. other universes, come to our Earth right around now. And a couple of the aliens are trying to do good, but there's one of them that's really evil and wants to take advantage of the chaos in our world today, the terrorism, the rogue countries that are making our world so dangerous. But you can't always tell who is who. Who is the good guy? Who is the bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can think about our world stage today.
That sounds familiar,
doesn't
it?
The business world. Okay?
I said, that sounds familiar.
Exactly. Who is good, who is evil, and how are they going about doing it? But the second thing it's about, and I think this is the part that's intriguing too, it's about the science that underlies the universe we live in. And if you talk to and read up on some of the guys who are teaching theoretical physics at Caltech and at MIT, their views of the universe are much more different than you might think. And at the center of it, for some of them, is consciousness. You know, basically, mm-hmm. the world as we experience it through our minds. And in fact, one of the most famous physicists of the 20th century, John Wheeler, calls it a participatory universe. Mm-hmm. The universe is what we make out of it. And from that, it's a short trip over to
the So what he's saying, what you're saying, is we're no longer passengers. You know, Schumacher, who wrote Small is Beautiful, as if, you know, economics as if humanity, as if people matter. E.F. Schumacher said that you and I are passengers on planet space, on spaceship Earth. But what you just said is, it sounds like we're not passengers. We're driving the spaceship in a direction.
Exactly, and we're driving the universe itself, consciousness.
And by the way, Schumacher said that 50 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But the people I'm quoting are literally Nobel Prize winning physicists.
Mm-hmm.
And that the universe itself, driven by consciousness, I believe, has spirituality wrapped all through it.
And when you say universe, you're talking about our earthly universe, right?
I'm talking about the 15 billion years old,
Well, I don't know. I think that's rather presumptuous and arrogant. For we humans on planet Earth to think that we can impact the universe.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the universe itself, and don't think of just our consciousness. It's not just human beings' consciousness. It's mm-hmm. the consciousness of the universe itself
mm-hmm.
that and this isn't my theory. This is other people. This is serious physicists looking at this, saying that the universe seems to have a mental component to it, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
And that it's the consciousness of the universe from which we come. I'm not saying our consciousness drives the universe; just the opposite. I'm saying the universe's consciousness drives is part of us, and that's where the spirituality can come in for some
mm-hmm.
people.
So what should we take away from this? I mean, what give us an example of...
Well, in my novel, what I take away from it is that there are multiple ways of looking at our experience, and that the Earth that we live on is just an accident of certain historical facts and could be facts very different. But even more so, the Earth we live on, as our technology goes forward in the next 30 years, can become a very dangerous place to live on, because as you put more and more technology, more powerful technology, in the hands of global terrorists
right.
and rogue countries, imagine a single stinger missile that could destroy the Capitol.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
to destroy
right.
the embassy in Tel Aviv. Then the world becomes much more dangerous.
Well, and that's not even high tech. Really, if you think about it. I mean, a Stinger missile is 40-year-old technology.
Exactly, but imagine a more powerful warhead on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the technology for the next 30 years is growing so fast and becoming so dominant that our political environment is not capable, I believe, of managing.
Well, this is what the challenge is right now. And this is something that I'm working on, as you know, Bill, in a book I'm working on, is the inability of analog humans to keep up with the digital capability that can fall into the wrong hands.
Exactly.
And there are plenty of examples of this. You use them and you write about them in your book in a fiction approach. But they're only fiction because they're in this your novel. They're when you take them out of your novel, it's real. Some of this stuff is real.
Exactly. My book starts out with North Korea and South Korea basically bombing each other to death in
yeah.
an hour.
Yeah.
And think of that. You get 30 million people
and that,
die
that's,
in a holocaust of bombs
that,
in an hour, and nobody would be surprised.
Yeah. That could happen. That's a real reality that could happen. All right, so we're going to come back and I'm going to get into a little more of the detail. We're going to develop this parallel universe thing that I talked about a minute ago a little bit more with Bill Diffenderfer. If you're not frightened enough already, we'll continue this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. The book is called Quantum Times, and it's available right now from Bill Diffenderfer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.